Hey guys.
Hey guys. What? Yeah.
We let him in here.
I snuck in.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and say A, you're not welcome.
Thank you.
B, welcome.
Me?
C, please get out of here. Choose one. Multiple choice.
D, don't leave.
Oh, D. I choose Josh's D, don't leave.
You always choose Josh's D.
I love Josh's D.
Every single time Josh's D comes into play, you're like, got it, done.
Guys, listen, I want to apologize for quitting.
Permanently quitting.
For permanently quitting. And I would like to basically just take backsies. Takesies, backsies. What's that? Take backsies? Is that what
it's take backs?
Well, yeah, I want to take back.
Well, here we are.
Take back your resignation?
Yeah.
Here we are on the probably sounds awful podcast episode 21.
Oh, right. Yeah.
21 is a time for remembrance, a time to wipe away the past.
It's like a forgiving.
Yeah.
Let's forgive and forget.
Prepare for the future.
Right.
Because here we go.
You're 22 is coming.
You're adults now. Now you can drink.
Now you can vote.
Now you can vote
for your third year in a row.
Which, speaking of which, please, dear God, please do. But yeah, welcome back, BCK. I want to say I forgive you, but I'm still working on it.
I don't want to rush you guys into forgiving me. Yeah. I want you to take the time that you need and really mean it when you do decide.
I don't want to say it, but I can't help it. I forgive you.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Thank you, Josh.
Josh is about a minute 45 in. He's immediately forgiving.
It's really easy
and
to
forgetting.
Sway
Josh. What are we talking about?
So welcome back, Brian.
Thank you, guys. I want to say really, it was a great episode last week, even though I wasn't a part of it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you.
Ooh, what was your favorite part?
My montage.
Yep.
Sounds right.
No, but it was fun to, it was actually kind of fun to listen to you guys talk about video games because we don't do it a ton, obviously. Yep. And you guys.
You let us off the chain when you didn't show up.
You guys.
Josh and
we were off the video game chain.
Yep. Josh and I sat down and like Josh was like, well, maybe we should just make a video game podcast.
No, it was awesome. It's really cool to listen to you guys talk about it because you are clearly, I mean, obviously to me, but now most people who maybe don't know.
Pros and hoes.
Like, you're very into it.
Yeah
for
pros
sure. And hoes.
Nintendo pros.
So, yeah, guys, I'm one of your hosts for the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr.
Welcome.
We got Josh over here to my right, the Joshua David Patton, and making his triumphant return after.
Yes, I am. So happy to be here. I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy.
Brian Colbert Kennedy, BCK, as we call you here.
Thank you.
It's funny because you've quit.
Yeah.
Josh has died.
Yeah, Josh died. Yeah.
Wow. I'm the only lone survivor here. I guess I need more stuff going on in my life.
I wonder if one day you're not going to be on the podcast because you got arrested.
Or kidnapped.
I would say both of those are probably pretty good options.
Yeah. Arrested for kidnapping yourself.
I would let someone kidnap me. And then, yeah, definitely.
Kidnapped by the cops.
Here we are, guys. We did have, I'm going to go ahead and say this, we did have somebody email in.
Yes!
It is not the Glover and it is not your brother.
Oh, Glover and the brother.
Brother Glover.
But first, getting this out of the way, guys, again, you can check us out. You can tweet us at normally_norm. You can see when we go live, which is right now. Also, check out our website, normallynormal.com.
Boom.
I dare you.
We got a sweet new logo.
You can't turn down a dare, boners.
Double dare you.
You hear that, guys? I said we have a sweet new logo, so that logo's got
to
be up.
Oh, yeah. That was on my list of things to talk about.
Yeah.
We got to talk about the logo, and we will.
We will. But we have our first sponsor, for real.
We have a sponsor?
Yeah.
This is so great.
They emailed in. Okay. They told me to read a little bit of this copy. So
sure. No, I would love
you guys
that.
Don't mind. They said just read it as is. So
okay, cool.
This is, again, somebody emailed us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com, and this is somebody that paid me.
Yeah.
You only.
Well, I'm the only one that checks the email, so I took the money.
Maybe we should go into our contracts and just work out how much money everybody gets.
Check the stuff.
Okay.
Check the stuff.
Gotta check this
out. So I'm going to read the copy here as they told me to do it.
Sure.
Kids. Most of us have them. Most of us shouldn't. For those cases where your bad decision led to the beautiful life of a perfect child and you're too dumb and irresponsible to take care of it, go to our sponsor site, www.caseyanthonykidremoval.com.
Casey Anthony Kid Removal?
Yep. So that is our first sponsor.
.com.
CaseyAnthonyKidRemoval.com.
Okay. Wow.
They remove your kids?
They will remove your kids in the worst way possible. So don't make bad decisions.
In the worst way possible?
Do you know who Casey Anthony is?
Mm-mm. Sounds familiar.
Thus the joke is falling way flat for both of you. It's not a real site. Please don't go to it. Also not a real sponsor.
Going to it.
But they did pay you.
They did pay me. Somebody paid me.
Oh, wow.
Somebody paid me to say that. So much? Feel free, read in sponsors. I'll read your copy anytime you want, even no matter what it is. Casey Anthony killed her two-year-old child.
That's right.
How?
I think by drowning it.
In a van?
I think in her trunk
in
of her
van?
Car.
drowning in a van?
I don't understand. Like, was the van already underwater, or was there like a small tub of water in the van?
I mean, I like that one better, but yeah. I thought she just drove her van into a river and the baby was in there.
I think it was in the trunk, actually, and she had claimed, you know, that she was very sad and everything, and then literally for the next like 2 weeks, she was like partying.
She was allegedly very sad.
So, but she got off, so, you know, that's the American justice system.
It's a perfect system.
And she, you know, obviously we here at the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, if we believe in your cause or not, we'll take your money.
Yeah. You pay us, we'll say whatever you want.
That's true. You know what? That reminds me a lot of Hillary Clinton. You know? Just take money. Who cares who gives it to you?
There it is.
Money's green.
Flip flop.
Boom.
Money's green.
Is this episode 100?
It sounds like you got something you want to talk about, Brian. I kind of felt.
Well, I mean, it was Super Tuesday yesterday.
Was Super Tuesday.
Well, kind of segue-y.
But again, episode 100. We're only episode 21
Brian
right now.
Brian just wants to publicly endorse Hillary Clinton.
I absolutely do not.
Ted Cruz.
Nope.
Ben Carson.
Nope.
Drumpf.
I'll tell you right now. What the hell is the Drumpf thing?
Oh, my God. You got to watch it.
John Oliver.
It's a John Oliver episode last week, and it's very good.
Okay.
Turns out Donald Trump, his family's last name was Drumpf, and it was changed to Trump,
which is a pretty
big deal because he went crazy on Jon Stewart and told him that he should be proud of his real last name, and so now, you know, John Oliver did some research and
turns out
Trump is not his name.
It's Drumpf.
Interesting.
Drumpf. Which does not have quite the effect.
Since it was Super Tuesday and
that Drumpf card,
people are getting out there and voting. Are you guys going to vote this year?
Yeah.
I'm going to vote like at least 10 times.
Yeah, it's a pretty important year to get out there and vote.
I bought wigs, mustaches. I'm just going to keep showing up, keep voting.
Nice.
Cool, man.
I think more than wigs and mustaches, maybe you just need like multiple birth certificates and like multiple like IDs
I got them all.
And stuff.
Bunch of IDs and different addresses.
I got lots of different fingerprints.
Oh, cool. From who?
One, you know, a different one on each finger.
Interesting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of your fingers has a different fingerprint?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is anyone sitting around this table comfortable to say who they're voting for, or do we really not want to talk about it until episode 100?
I'm voting for B-Sands.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think we're all pretty much in agreement, Trump. Right?
Yep.
Oh god.
Hey, yo. I don't know when is our
June.
Yep.
So we got a while. Illinois is coming up actually, and Michigan's coming up, which is a big one.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. It is getting more and more. I've never been as involved in
for sure
in this as I am this year. And it's like
very important this year.
It is, but it's like really taking over. Like I'm almost to the point where I want to stop because like all I'm doing is looking up shit and reading shit and watching shit.
You shouldn't stop.
It's
because
just, you know, it just gets super depressing sometimes.
Yeah, oh, for sure. But you also, your excitement needs to get other people in because
that's what I'm trying to do.
Because Bernie Sanders isn't winning. He's not. And we need to get out there and he gets the states that matter. The
gotta
big
rock
states.
The vote.
So
you do have to rock the vote. And even saying Bernie Sanders isn't winning is sort of a bad thing to say.
For
because
sure.
Because it's being pushed so hard by the media that he's not winning.
But it's true.
And everybody starts thinking that. It's way too early to tell. It's
exactly.
Not true.
That's what I'm saying. It is true right now because as of right now, the states that have already selected, he is not winning. So it's like, yes, we need to get out there to make sure that he does win overall.
Right.
I don't mean that in a bad way of saying like don't
and I'm
you
not
know he's
to,
he's losing
I'm
he's
just,
already lost
I'm
no,
just saying the media has such a huge impact on
for sure.
on what they make everybody think is happening
for sure
and
but
a lot
people
of times it's off.
But as of right now the numbers are Hillary is beating him in the states that
I mean
have
if, yeah if we're talking about delegates
him.
Yes
for sure
she has more regular delegates
so,
not counting super delegates
absolutely.
And there's just a lot of states left to go
so what we need
guys
to, I agree but what we need to do is get out there and just make sure people like you say you're super in it we need more people like you to get in it like people
yeah
you know, there's a girl on Facebook that's constantly like she's not just like sharing posts on Facebook she's like actually out there like with the Bernie Sanders campaign that's awesome that's what people
it
should
is
be
awesome.
Doing so
and I get email I contributed to him so I get all the emails about like
nice.
Happenings
I didn't contribute and I still get the emails
and you still get them oh good
yeah.
I thought that's why I was getting them but anyway
I got free emails
come on but yeah I mean there's things that are happening all the time where they're like hey this thing is happening in LA on Friday like you can go to it and help and I haven't done it yet and I want to
ooh hypocrite
so yeah Bernie lost Virginia my
that is
home
true.
State which
Hillary
is super
took,
sad.
Hillary took most of the South
yep
by force
I you know we'll move on but I do want to say
just a little
you know,
preview when, of episode 100
yeah. When you say that you know you want to be less no we need more people
I don't
like
really
you
want to be I just
for sure
that
for sure but we need more people like you to get out there and actually maybe take the next step which is you know
also,
to really
even just voting just getting
sure.
young people out to vote is fucking impossible
yeah
for some
and
reason.
that's kind of I think when I say he's losing it's like yeah because all these people are sharing this post and tweeting about it but it's like are you actually going to go out there and do something
right
go out there and do something that's all Brian how's your day how's your week you quit so you had like a nice free Wednesday
yeah I quit which was great
we record on Wednesday
no I've just been goddamn working
oh
lots of work I guess that's Well, I don't know. That's not it. I watched the Oscars.
Nice. I guess that's a big thing that happened.
Yeah,
that happened.
Watched the Oscars. Retweeted a lot of things about Bernie Sanders on Facebook to help change people's minds, hopefully.
Yep.
But I was saying, you were saying that the media says all this stuff. Guys, we are the media.
Oh my God, we're the fucking media.
We can say whatever we want and make whatever we want happen.
We can help this.
Bernie Sanders has superpowers.
Also, I love that last week, Josh and I want to run for president. This week, we're now on Bernie Sanders. Like, we're like giving up our presidency.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Vote for us.
No, right, of course. I would vote for you guys. You know it goes Bernie and then you guys.
Well, here's the deal. Let's just go ahead and... All right, so I'll be one half of the better team. I want to go ahead and concede.
Oh, wow.
I want to step down.
Yeah.
As obviously that would make Josh a lone person. If you would also like to concede with me, nope. I want to put my supporters...
Yeah.
Supporter. Mm-hmm. My one supporter... And I want to put them behind Bernie Sanders.
On the Bernie train.
Yep.
Hey, sometimes that's all it takes.
No one said I'm feeling the burn yet, which I like.
Did you happen to listen to Drew's last episode? He had a...
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one.
No.
He interviewed this...
sorry, Drew.
This guy who runs like some sort of Democratic group in Santa Monica or something. John Katz, I think his name is. But it was cool. Very informative. Talking about the sort of process of in America for voting for presidents because it's sort of insane.
Pretty crazy. But you get a chance to vote. That's pretty awesome. So get out there and do it more than anything because guess what? We're lucky enough to be able to do that and, you know, hopefully make change.
Leo's gonna concede. I'm gonna succeed. So keep voting for me. Like, don't start now and don't stop ever.
Kovalik concedes, Patton succeeds.
Wow. All right.
So I mean, get out there and vote. Don't even wait till election day to do it now.
Just vote right now.
Just go vote.
Just go
right
somewhere
now.
Wherever
vote.
You can vote. Wherever voting takes
just
place.
Just go write Bernie Sanders somewhere.
No, me.
Or Josh Patton. We got the logo, which is great, which we should certainly talk about.
We're definitely gonna talk about that. Let's talk about the Oscars for a moment. Did anyone here watch them? Okay, cool. So you watched the whole thing?
I did.
How'd you watch it? At your house,
mostly
you have cable?
Eyeballs.
Yeah, it's cable.
Okay. Got
it. Yeah, I watched it at my house with my roommate Chad. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, sorry.
I like cutting the cord.
Fuck you guys.
I like cutting the cord on DirecTV and like cable and stuff, but it does have its drawbacks every now and then.
Yeah, I can't watch anything live.
If you go back through our text messages, mm-hmm. I am always saying, let's go get lunch or let's go do something. I'm in your neighborhood.
Yeah, but those things we don't want to do.
God damn it.
Just
you.
Kidding.
I'm sorry. I got home late from work. Not late, but from work, and we just sat around and watched the Oscars.
Made out.
No, we didn't make out.
I bet you did. Just a little bit.
So you guys didn't watch them?
Nope.
I imagine you watched some highlights possibly the next day or something?
I watched the monologue the next day.
I watched randomly as I was passing by Spitz. I popped in and saw Joe Biden introduce Lady Gaga.
Sure.
That was cool.
Well, maybe we should skip this topic then.
No, I just wanted to say because Leo won an Oscar, so obviously that's...
I loved all your thanks, guys, on Facebook when people
everyone.
Were talking about DiCaprio.
Well,
oh, it's so good.
Well, if you're going to say thank you, Leo, I don't know which Leo you're talking about.
I loved it.
I don't know which Leo you're talking about. So, yeah, Oscars, I feel like maybe at least for me, less and less of a big deal. Like, I used to want to watch them, and now I'm just like, meh, I'll read the who won.
Yeah,
I think it also comes with living in L.A. now. I seem to be less interested in them because you're just kind of surrounded by that news
all
and
the celebrity
industry stuff
news, like,
all
used
the time.
To be a big deal, I feel like, but now that we're here, yeah.
And seeing them on the street, I feel like a few weeks ago, I just saw Leonardo DiCaprio on the street winning an Oscar in person, and I was just like, I don't need to watch you win one on TV.
Yeah, just one you won.
I
on
saw
on
him at Starbucks
street.
Winning an Oscar.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I did.
They hand out Oscars everywhere.
Yeah, just real. Like, they hand out Oscars everywhere, so you can vote anywhere. So vote for me and win Oscar.
Well, or Bernie, but... Yeah, also, I think it's maybe... I don't know why, but I used to love it, and now I just... feel like it's just it doesn't really mean anything, like whoever the award goes to, not that Leo did a bad job or whatever, but like it's not just people voting and it's a very small pool of people voting.
Well,
the Revenant cinematographer actually had a super awesome speech where he was just like, this is not a competition, like stop thinking it's a competition, it's just a celebration of a bunch of people that made a bunch of great shit, like don't think of it as a competition, that's dumb.
I had mentioned it to Josh, it I think tarnishes the image of an award show if you're not giving it to the best person that time, you're giving it to who you think deserves it. It's like,
no,
why?
Yeah. I think you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Like, why give it to, like, you said, like, Eddie Redmayne crushed it,
dude,
and he should have
so
gotten it.
Good.
So it's like, they gave it to Leo because he finally was up for one. It's like, it's not how an award show works. Like, you don't give an award out if you had failed for 10 years in a row. I'm not saying you failed, but I'm just saying, like, if I had, like, failed for something 10 years in a row, I'm not due for one in my 11th year.
I think as long as you watch it knowing that it's just purely entertainment and it doesn't really go further than that, then I think it could be an enjoyable experience. Although I thought this Oscars was very boring. There was a pretty good segment with Tracy Morgan that was
nice.
I mean, probably 30 seconds. It was super short, but it was hilarious. But it was pretty not exciting. Chris Rock hosted.
Okay, I was gonna ask
whole thing was about, you know, the white how white the Oscar nominations were, which is like I think should have have been brought up, clearly, and mm-hmm. you can make fun jokes out of it, but it just didn't stop. It was just relentless, and it wasn't good. And as good as Chris Rock is, he, like, didn't seem comfortable at all. So it just didn't flow, and the editing was terrible, so, like, of the actual show.
Yeah, I just watched the monologue the next day, because the next day they put the whole thing on Hulu. Oh, cool, yeah. Now I can watch it, even though I know who won. But even just during the monologue, it, like, randomly cut to the audience, and it was, like, some lady's knees, and the camera was shaking really bad.
It was not a good Oscars.
Weird. Speaking of the Oscar So White thing, Whoopi Goldberg was on the red carpet. It's like one thing that I actually saw. And she had a great thing where it's just like, you know, for those people out there that want to boycott the Oscars because it's Oscar So White, it's like, I'm here because I want to be like, we're in this industry too.
Right.
And it's like, I want them to have a, like us to have a presence. So it's like, if you boycott it, like Jada Pinkett Smith, then it's like, what are you doing? Like, you're not, nothing's getting done. Like, it's now like less.
It's even more white.
Yeah, it's even more white now. It's like, so like, I'm here because I want to support us.
Yeah.
And then she just walked away. I was like, damn, Whoopi Goldberg.
She actually pulled a mic out of her pocket and dropped it.
And dropped it.
Oh, wow. Whoopi.
There were a couple of really good.
How'd you get a pocket in that dress?
Leo's acceptance speech, and I'm talking about you, of course.
Thank you.
Even though he shouldn't have won, was really good. And Adam McKay's acceptance speech was really good.
Both those.
The Alejandro, who directed Revenant, his was good. It made a lot of people, the whole racial thing, made a lot of people who won get up on stage and say shit that's important.
Nice.
Which is cool. They were also just saying it and they won an award. Hopefully, and it felt like they meant it and it was an important thing.
Cool.
Just, about diversity and acceptance and all, political shit.
Well, it's a huge stage to say that kind of stuff on.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they're saying it.
Yeah.
And not
that part I love.
Not just getting up there being like, yo, blows on me tonight.
Right, right.
Oh, man, someone said that.
Like as in blow jays?
Coke.
Snow, got it.
Yeah. Like, Coke's on me. Because Leo got up there and had a great speech, but really it's like, I am doing that opening scene from Wolf of Wall Street in real life.
Tonight. Oh, yeah. I'm sure he had a blast, yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, when he wakes up the next day, he'll, go, give money to somebody.
Me. I liked Louis C.K.'s bit.
Louis C.K. was very funny, and he should maybe host one time. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Seems like Josh watched a lot of the Oscars.
I was, my plan was to everything Brian mentioned, I'd say, oh, yeah, I saw that. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You didn't watch it.
Is there anything you didn't see in the Oscars?
Credits. Very happy with some of the awards, though.
Cool.
Alicia Vikander won for Danish Girl, which is so awesome.
Yeah, now you've switched teams. You've moved on from your wife.
Yeah, I did get divorced from Daisy Ridley, and now I'm with Alicia, even though she's also with Fassbender, but that's bullshit. I'm going to break that up.
What would you do right now if all of a sudden she then reaches out to you on Facebook because she's just now seeing all your creepy
Daisy
posts?
You mean? Yeah.
And it's oh my God,
creepy's a strong but accurate word.
Absolutely, let's do this, and then let's go on a date. And you're like, oh my God, and then the next one she sees is, you know what, we're
you dumping her.
Oh my God,
I guess I would probably let it ride until she saw that. Yeah.
Okay. And then go back and delete
try
everyone.
To delete that.
Delete, 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 delete. I think I stole a sandwich today.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I went to my local Starbucks.
Thought I was missing a sandwich.
I went
for
to
my sandwich collection.
You went to Starbucks?
I went to Starbucks.
Did you happen to see anybody receive any Oscars while you were there?
No, because I don't think that happens.
Oh, got it. According to Josh.
So I went.
Hey, I'm the media.
I went to my local Starbucks, and I was saying hello to everybody. You know, they're just like, hey, Leo, what's up? I'm like, hey, what's up? What's going on? I go there all the time. Should probably go less. But I had a sandwich in my hand, and I was like, oh, I'll get a venti iced Americano. The only thing I ever get, even though I look at the board like I'm going to get something else. Never
venti iced Americano.
Venti iced Americano.
Which is a tall coffee.
Yep. It's about 4 shots of espresso. I'll do half.
You get 4 shots of espresso?
Yeah. That's what an Americano is.
It's espresso and hot water.
I know
what
an
hot water
is.
I don't think you do.
1 shot of espresso.
An Americano at Starbucks, when you do a big one, it's 4 shots.
That is hideous.
No, coffee almost does nothing to me anymore.
4
now,
shots.
Now it's just the taste.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but now it's just the taste because I drink so much. Yeah. And then.
Leo. Okay.
Relax.
Calm down.
He's always motivating
people. But I had a sandwich in my hand, and like everyone, I made everybody laugh. No big deal. Shut up. and then I was like, they're 325. I'm like, hey, cool, thanks. And I walk out, and I'm like standing in like the next line. I'm like, 325 is like one Americano.
Right.
And I have this like
$5
sandwich in my hand. I'm like, I don't think I showed it to him.
Fuck.
And now, I'm still thinking about it. I think I stole a sandwich from
Starbucks. You didn't go back in and say, hey, you didn't charge me for this?
Well, like, I was still waiting there, and like, everyone's just like, wow, like still reeling from the stroke.
Wow, Leo.
Like still just like one of the best ones.
That's a real drum move.
But I'm holding it in my hand and I'm like, should I go back up there? And then I'm like, no.
Damn it.
I shouldn't. It's Starbucks. They'll be all
right. I mean, right. There's that thing. Like at Starbucks, I didn't steal it from like Joe's, sandwich shop.
For sure.
Same thing kind of happened to me the other day. I went into the bank and like I waited in the long line And I finally got to the teller and I like, made some joke. Everyone was laughing. And then like as I'm standing there, like, I'm thinking like, I'm holding a gun out right now. And they're like putting all this money wow. in the bag. Like, should I stop?
Right, right, right.
But like everyone was still kind of laughing about the joke. And like, no one was saying anything.
Yeah.
So then like I took like tons of cash in bags and left.
Wow.
Damn.
I love that everything Josh has in this podcast might or might not be real.
Right.
Like everything.
I also don't everything. Like, I could tell right away they tell a joke, but I don't know how I could tell because it seemed like you were just normally going
to
tell
maybe because he was like, his face was like lighting up and he was excited to say what he's going to say. Where if it's like everyday life, is like, yeah, you know, I just did this, that, but like, his face grew. So don't steal, but I don't think I just did it accidentally and I literally did not realize it until like my coffee was arriving. But I'm going to eat it. I'm going to enjoy
it.
Is
it the one that's right there?
Yeah, I might give it away. I might give it away.
Don't give it away. Just eat it.
I'll give it away to the next person who wants a sandwich on
the street. Give it away. Give it away.
Except
that
you're a thief and eat it.
All right.
Eat the thief witch.
I can do that.
Go Bernie. Bernie 16. Feel
the burn. Episode 21, guys. Episode 21.
Holy butts.
I've got a couple other random topics before we jump into one of my topics. I Pre-topics? Saw on the news today, I don't know if you guys saw this tweet that Kanye West sent out.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. So he was like, guys, this new album's great from Sufjan Stevens. And in the picture, just one of the tabs was like the Sufjan Stevens. The second tab that's open in Safari.
He snapshot a picture of his
Yeah, and it was
browser.
Like Sufjan Stevens, but there's like three other tabs open. Yeah. One of them was Pirate Bay, the torrent website. And Deadmau5, I guess, tweeted out being like, yo, Kanye, maybe it's cool if you're an artist not to torrent as well. And like now it's just like exploded today with like hashtag thank you, Deadmau5, because he's like calling out Kanye West
right.
for torrenting something.
Is Kanye on Tidal, Jay-Z's thing?
I'm not sure.
I wonder. Maybe not.
What if Kanye was torrenting his own stuff?
This podcast
he loves
so white.
So much.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just thought that was super funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Looking at that information, it's like, really, bro? So I have written down here, Kanye West, pirate, question mark?
That dude is such a piece of shit.
Yeah, so Kanye West stealing whatever it might be. And it is. If you look at the picture, it is clearly Pirate Bay open
The
second time.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
So it's so
funny. I wonder if, I don't know if he's on Tidal, but you know, so Jay-Z started this thing called Tidal, right? It's a music sharing service. And he has a bunch of artists that they release their new music only through Tidal. So you have to pay to join Tidal. And that's the only way you can get like Rihanna's stuff and Jay-Z stuff, a bunch of other people.
Okay.
And it's just getting a lot of, it's sort of stupid because people, the average person can't get any of this music.
You have
to pay Tidal to even get the music. And so, the artists are suffering too because not everybody, like Rihanna's new album like isn't doing well because
nobody's.
So it's
like a Spotify? Is it like they're not selling it in stores?
Right, like you can't, right, exactly. You can't get it anywhere except Tidal.
Wow.
And so it'd be funny if Kanye was on it because then now he's like going and pirating something else. Even though their whole thing was like, don't pirate my music. You got to pay me. I'm fucking Jay-Z.
But yeah, bring out the picture. It's
what's the third tab?
Pretty fantastic. I don't know. I didn't recognize it, but it is literally just a Pirate Bay torrent site. And it's like, man, you've got to be so dumb.
Yeah,
or not even thinking to just tweet that picture out and not think about your other tabs that are open.
Right. Did you listen to his little tirade on SNL?
I didn't actually. I just listened to the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool version.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, it's a pretty good, the Deadpool version is a pretty good spoof on what he said.
That dude has that one good song with Chris Martin about Chicago that I love.
And I would never, he's not a bad musician. He makes good music, but as a person, he just is the worst.
Yep. He is such an awful personality that his music I don't even give a shit about.
Yeah, right. It's like, right.
It doesn't happen all the time. Like, I'll listen to somebody and be like, man, I don't know anything about that person. But like, just because he's so out there and he puts himself out there in like the worst ways, it's like, dude, no. Like, he ruins what could be like the music for him. Like, when you say, did I hear him? No, I don't. I haven't listened to Kanye in forever. But
it's just him talking about how he's better than everybody else. It's classic Kanye shit. He's just so egotistical that it's, I mean, it's embarrassing.
He's an egotistical.
He's an egotistical. He's an eagle's testicle. Do eagles have balls? Just hanging balls?
I mean, definitely not the female ones.
I guess that makes sense.
They're birds of prey.
Right.
First and foremost.
Yes. Yeah. Certainly.
And then now let's talk about their balls.
Their balls, yeah.
Which always in that order.
Have you guys heard about Semenex?
No.
It's apparently a pill you can take to increase the amount of semen that you blow off.
I thought it was something to clean up semen, like Windex.
Semenex.
Oh, right.
Goodbye.
I think you can just use Windex to clean up semen.
They're, There, speaking of weirdly C-Max. That there was like this on the eFucked. I was watching some like crazy when I was when we were trying to figure out
tab.
When we have eFucked when we were trying to figure out what how did you do this? How did you you know ejaculate that amount?
Oh right.
There was a post that actually a guy shared and he's like, hey, this is what the pros do, and he just shared it and it's told you like what to eat a couple weeks.
Oh
do,
really?
Do Kegels.
What?
Take more zinc, and like it was like all like an actual list of what to do if you want to be able to shoot like a
I mean
star.
Zinc's good for you anyway, so that's good.
Yeah. I take zinc every day.
Yeah, nice. He said like and if you
by force.
To, right. But, oh my god! Oh my god!
Up your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. And you say Shy City, Shy City, Shy City.
I'm coming home again. Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again.
Enough about Kanye West.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Let's talk about my neck, my back. My pussy and my crack.
Wow.
All
this
four
a,
of those?
Is this a topic?
This is going to be a long podcast. This
well,
is a great
I
mean,
topic.
I could easily do 2 hours on your neck.
Well, let's go. Let's talk about that. My neck is hurting me today.
Oh, no.
I woke up. I couldn't really sleep right because my neck was in like a weird position right here. Upper
VO's
right 20. Quadrant
yep.
of my right shoulder.
My left of
right
that
near your trapezoid.
Gets sore when I drive for a long period of time.
Really?
This was not from driving. This was from Josh's workout that he put me through yesterday.
Whoa. Rigorous?
Put it to the paces.
Pretty rigorous workout. We did another 5-3-1.
Cool.
You might remember from last week's podcast, we talked about my 5-3-1, which is, I didn't finish it, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I will also be honest, when I was making my 5-3-1, because I just erased, you know, the moves, but left the numbers to see what I could fit in those numbers, I just did a quick calculation. Yours was actually a 5-4-1.
Was it
a
5-4-1?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
So maybe you got closer to a 5-3-1.
Oh, man, I did the math wrong. Interesting. That's probably normal.
I mean, I was counting the thing that said a minute as 60, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, maybe I meant to put 40. I don't know. But anyway, 40 pull-ups for a 230-pound man like I am is a lot of pull-ups in 1 hour.
It's a lot of pull-ups.
Yeah. And then plus everything else that's on that board, which is, you know, we were doing lawnmowers, a lot of different kind of shoulder stuff, but I can feel it today, which is a good thing, because ever since doing P90X and like getting that as a base and then starting to do P90X2, I don't really get sore after workouts anymore. But when I do, I know that I'm working a muscle that I haven't worked that hard in a while.
Right,
so sore to me now is a good thing.
I love feeling sore after workout. It's
for like sure. So now like
feeling of accomplishment.
And lifting more weight than I have been now, like my forearms, Josh and I have been talking about this, my forearms are starting to hurt when I do like mm-hmm. curls and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Which if anybody knows what that is other than just lifting a lot of weight.
Ooh, that's a bicep. Josh, that's a very impressive bicep.
Thank you very much. I got it on sale.
Got it
wow,
on sale.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, so that's, I guess that's my neck. My back's fine.
so your back is okay.
Back's okay.
Oh, cool. And then what's next?
Pussy's fine.
Pussy's next. Your pussy is doing just fine?
Right now, it is sitting next to you two dudes in this chair. Yeah. It's
sopping.
I don't know how pussies work, but it's dripping. So hopefully I'm okay. Again, we have emails and Twitters to reach out to us.
God,
maybe
so
that's not okay.
There. If you like when we talk about sopping wet pussies, email us and let us know.
Email us.
But if you prefer us talking about normal backs,
right.
Fine back.
Fine back.
And my crack. So finally my crack. Crack's fine.
Oh, okay. So this was really just my neck sort of a topic.
Yeah.
But I will cover all the bases.
Yeah, I want to make sure and go, because I really can't say my neck without immediately thinking.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
My pussy and my crack.
Isn't that funny how like some certain words or phrases you can't even think of by itself because of what something in pop culture makes you think of.
That follows that.
That follows it, yeah.
I downloaded that song from Pirate Bay.
Did you? You've been hanging out with Kanye?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. Guy's awesome.
I actually had a chance to audition to go on his tour and like play a character in his live show. This was over a year ago, back when my hair was real long and I had a beard, and you could be, they were looking for someone to play Jesus. They would come out on stage and do something as Jesus in the middle of his concert.
Can you fucking imagine if you did that?
My agent asked me if I wanted to do it because she was talking to the casting people and they'd seen my headshot and everything like that, and they like, you know, knew my measurements, and it would have worked. The pay was not great at all.
Kanye doesn't have any money. He's $56 million in debt or whatever.
But you're also touring the country.
Yeah.
And if it's enough to like get you by, like you would literally see every single state, see every single, you probably, they'd probably take you overseas. they'd have to pay for everything.
Isn't that interesting, though? But you'd be supporting Kanye. Like, I wonder for sure. about that. Like, when in your... I want to get to that point in my career where I can say no to shit out of, like,
I mean,
moral...
I kind of did. Like, okay, I kind of was like, good I don't really want to do it. If it was, like, another artist, I might be way more interested, but right. I was like, I don't want to go hang out with Kanye for
a
year.
I'm into that.
But also, you don't have to hang out with Kanye, probably. He probably wouldn't even talk to you. It would literally be...
But it would be his people.
Yeah, but it would be travel. Like, that basically be free travel.
Yeah, I mean, that part of it, for sure.
That would be insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it would be nice to get to that point, but if they were like, yeah, we want you, and like, we're going to pay you that. Yes, I think the...
How much did it pay?
I think at the point, you just didn't want to be away during the season of
I would be gone for months. I think it paid like $100 a day, and it wasn't even clear if that was only on the days that there were concerts, or $100 a day the entire time I was out of town. And we couldn't get a definite answer on that, and I was like...
Oh, that's weird.
And I was like, nah.
Yeah, when you're out of town like that, because then really they should be paying you per diem every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, lodging, like all that shit would have to be very clear before
for
you
sure.
really say yes.
But I would, as much as I hate Kanye, I'm sorry, I would have to say yes if they were like, yeah, we just want you to come on stage for a second, and then also here's the tour. We have Japan, China, Switzerland, every country in Europe. We're touring America. I'd be like, I've never been.
If it paid more, I would definitely have considered it way
for
more.
For sure.
Because it would have been such a crazy experience.
Yeah. It'd be fun to do it as like research, too. Like, to be able to see what it's like to work with him would be interesting.
For sure.
And then share it with the world.
But even if he's like a total dick, I'd just be like, man, that sucks, but I'll be here for an hour, and then I get to go out and explore this place I haven't been. So, I don't know. Travel purposes would be fun.
I hear you. It's hard to turn down travel for any reason,
for sure.
I met that guy. Do you guys know I met him?
Who?
At the Kardashian house? Kanye?
Oh, yeah.
I saw you tweet?
It's a long time ago.
Facebook? You went to like a party with Tiffany, right?
Yeah, I think it was their Christmas party.
Damn it. We said enough about Kanye, and we're back on Kanye.
Oh, man.
Just pussy back crack.
Hey, Kanye, fuck you. And hey, Donald Trump, fuck you.
Fuck you. I have a topic. Unless you guys... You know what? Before we get into like a deep topic that I want to talk about, let's talk about the logo.
Boom.
I want to talk about that.
So we're going to put up a logo pretty soon.
I love it.
That I also love it.
Mm-hmm.
That my friend Daria created for us. She works at Kofax and at Bloodsoes now.
Very cool.
And when I was just talking about it to, I think, Aaron from Bloodsoes or Tad or somebody, they were like, oh, you should hit up Daria. She's a really good artist. And so I did, and she drew these awesome.
So awesome.
Hand drew them.
You will see that soon. My goal is hopefully when you check the podcast this Friday, when you're listening to this Friday or Saturday, you will see it on top of the website.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be great. So I sent her three photos of us, and she made like little caricatures of them, and they're really good. I think she nailed it.
Does she have a website?
I
don't think so.
Draw people at Six Flags.
You know what? Well, we can include in the. She does have an Instagram account with all her drawings, so we can include that in the.
Oh, nice! I'm gonna follow her.
Yeah, and she's really cool. She's just a cool chick in general, and she's a really good artist. So yeah, I think it'll be great. It's our three faces and the microphone, and Leo is finishing it up with maybe a Chicago flag background. Which I love, and it's gonna look really good. I think
it looks like a coloring book picture that like I want to color in.
Yeah, right. I know.
Like I could see that picture being like when you go to the grocery store and you see like hundreds of things on the wall that all kids like color different ways. Like that's what it looks. That makes me think of. So I'm just. I guessing we should do like a probably sounds awful fundraiser. All proceeds.
If you guys support us at the $15 tier on Patreon, I personally will just do a one page coloring book that is my giant face.
Yeah,
and then my quote. My neck, my back, mm-hmm. my pussy, beep. And my crack.
Yeah.
No beep.
Oh.
I want the kids to really
Sorry,
get
say
it.
Say it again.
My really neck. Get it all. So yeah, so that's at least for me. I don't know about you guys.
No, yeah, we can all do our own thing.
Is like one of our hot topics.
Yeah, if we hit the $15 mark, I will personally color your kit.
Nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's very nice of you. What, watercolors, inks?
Whatever
what
I'm feeling like,
here?
Markers are
colored
cheap.
Pencil. So
I guess, yeah, colored pencil would be really good.
Yeah.
So maybe spray paint.
Color pencil would not be good.
I think it
would
be
We're
great.
We're literally
yeah.
carving into
yeah.
kids.
If it's sharp enough, yeah, I think it works.
Yeah.
I think when I was, I took an art class and I got it out, I think one night, but I had like crushed my hand on like a color pencil because I wasn't watching and I like stamped my hand on it and some of the color pencil was stuck in my like hand for like years. And then one
for
night.
For years?
Yeah. And then one night, because I could still see it. And then one night I got tired of seeing it in my hand. So I dug it out with a knife.
Bit it out.
Yeah.
One time when I was a kid, back in Sunday school. We did like an art thing where we all went out and picked flowers, and then you use those flowers like in a picture. And so some kids just like framed it like on a piece of paper, real flowers. Other people would like, you know, put it on the paper, like you would tape it or glue it onto the picture, and then, you know, you would draw other stuff around it.
Cool.
I don't know how old I was. I don't know. 8?
17.
Yeah, 17. It's yesterday.
Yeah.
I tried to go a different route, and I took all the purple flowers that I had found. I went in the bathroom, and I mushed them all up into a cup and put some water in there and tried to make flower paint and paint a picture with all the flower juice. Did not work too well.
Did not work.
It ran out real quick. I had like a ton of flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I started using it. It was kind of marking on the paper, but it was running out real quick. I think I maybe drew like half a triangle and it was done. I was like, all right.
Dude, that's
art, baby. It's abstract.
Probably worth millions today if you still had it.
It might be somewhere.
Millions. Look, find it.
You go to like the Louvre in France and we're like,
and it's there.
What the fuck? You're like, wait a second.
How'd they find it?
Probably that's,
back home somewhere.
I was telling Josh too. I mean, obviously Hillary won Virginia, but I told Josh that he needs to call everyone he knows in his home state and be like, why did you vote for Trump? Or if you didn't, why didn't you get out there?
Who won? Did Georgia, was Georgia part of Super Tuesday?
Trump, yeah.
But
Trump.
For the Democrats, was it? I think it was Hillary. I think it was Hillary too.
Yeah.
Trump. I told Lumi to vote for, I was trying to think of all people I knew in all the states. Yep. So I told her to vote for Sanders, but
what'd she say?
She didn't really say yes or no, but then Clinton
said,
won, so
who, new phone, who dis?
Pardon me, I'm Zumba Ing.
Zumba Ing.
So I'm married, don't talk to me, ex.
That works too. Yeah, so
whatever. Sanders won 4 big states, 2 big ones and 2 other ones.
Hell yeah, he did. All right, so the logo, let's, you know, we want your opinions on them. It's not going to change if you tell us you don't like
it or
not,
though. Yeah, we don't care what you say, but say it, I guess.
Yeah, feel free, say it, you know, email in. By the way, emails, I guess, since last week when Josh and I were talking about it, are still broken.
Emails are broken.
Yeah, because I didn't, other than that one sponsor, I didn't get any other emails.
Yeah, that's weird. We'll have to ask our RSS feed guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Technological computer words.
For sure. But I mean, I think it's like everyone's email. Like last week, Josh was saying that Gmail itself was broken.
Yeah, everyone got hacked.
All of Gmail.
Yeah.
Have we checked our spam folder? Because a lot of the people who listen to us are spammers.
Okay. I haven't checked. I will definitely check that folder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of
Do you guys have any topics? Because mine has a piece of paper attached to it that I have to read.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Interesting.
And you have a few?
I mean, sure, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, well, whatever you guys want.
Who wants to go?
Josh, go.
All right, cool. Sweet, 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 sweet. This was a topic
Brian
that
is rubbing his beard.
Oh, that also reminds me, too.
Nothing? Closer. Nice.
Nice. Feels good. Sorry, Josh, you were saying?
No worries. So I have a topic, and then I also have a segment that I was going to do last week, but I was waiting and just to see if you would unpermanently quit, which was to read some more text from Crazy James,
our amazing
building manager.
God, James.
And then I also have a topic.
Nice.
Let's do topic.
It's my topic.
And then we'll jump to
I thought
segment.
About this at the end of our podcast last week that I was going to do as a topic, and then I forgot, and then I remembered as we were wrapping up, but because we kind of touched on it at the end, was... What is something that unleashes your unfiltered, uncontrollable rage? For me, there are two things. Because I don't...
Unfiltered, uncontrollable rage.
I don't... I'm a pretty...
You're a calm guy.
Yeah. Something tempered?
Mild-mannered? Even-tempered?
Dull? Even-tempered, yeah. Boring as shit. No, I don't get mad too often. A dullard? Like, I don't really get road rage. Sometimes I'll say sarcastic comments. You know,
do you get road head?
Those are the 5-star rides.
Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Got it.
But no, there are two things that I can be doing and I'd be in a pleasant mood and can make me instantly just be spewing these ridiculous combos of swear words.
Yeah,
and
just
that
racial
is,
slurs.
Yeah, get real racist.
Just visceral.
Yeah. The main one is video games.
Yeah, sure.
I'd be playing a video game and I can be having a great time and then one thing can happen and it can just be a fuckstorm in
when
here.
When we lived together is when I realized that was a thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I would hear you from the other side of the apartment getting so mad at video games. I love that.
Which I also realized, because I was saying last week that I don't really play that much when I'm bummed. I'm kind of sad.
Right, right.
Because I found that also when I yell at the TV and stuff, like once I'm done playing the game or I've moved on from that part, that anger is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I realize it's almost like an emotional way to have like a punching bag to sort of just get out everything that's like bothering me in life. And so when I'm kind of bummed, I don't have that same kind of like angry energy.
Right.
Like that's not the thing I'm trying to get out or work out in my life.
Stereotypical dullard.
Yeah. So playing,
oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And so, but and I feel better like, after I play the game. I'm not like the rest of my day is not ruined. I'm not like right. still mad thinking about some time I died in a game. I'm like, ah, it's like I almost feel like euphoric afterwards. Huh. And so, so that's the main one that can consistently just bring that out of me. The other one is like putting together crappy furniture, like IKEA like stuff, IKEA assembling shit. Stuff. And when like so things great. Aren't working out right, yeah. I get so mad. And that one does linger a little longer. I could be, because then I'll look at it, I'll still be mad.
Right.
I remember one time in Chicago, I was putting together this cheap bookshelf, and the back was one of the things. It was just like basically a thin thing of cardboard. You're just like hammering all along the edge, like to make the back
right,
of
right.
the
those tiny little nails.
Mm-hmm. So that was like really pissing me off. Doing that the whole time, and then when I went to lift the bookcase, the whole thing split. The whole cardboard just split right down the middle, and I just lost it because I was done. I was finally done. I'd gotten everything to work. And girl I was dating at the time, I think it was the first time she'd ever seen that come out of me. And
holy
it
scared, shit.
She was not expecting it.
Uh-huh.
And she'd seen me like get mad like throughout building this thing. And I'm just like, she was.
But
like,
it reached a real
she could tell
I
was on
here.
Edge. And then when I was lifting it, and it I lost it. But I don't ever like take it out on people. Like if I'm like in the middle of like yelling and stuff at a video game and Leo comes out, I'm like, oh, hey, buddy. Like I'm not like, I don't like.
Not always.
But I'm not like, I don't ever like say mean things to you.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Like,
no.
That, like I don't take it out on you. I might not be like a pleasant, I'm like, hey, what's up? But I'm not going to like suddenly like say something I don't mean to you. Like,
right.
Because I'm like in the moment of this game and like, have to apologize later. Oh man, I should have called you
this. When Josh is playing a video game.
Yeah, I would love to hear like outsiders.
When Josh is playing a video game, you can talk to, I can have a full conversation with Josh when he's playing a video game and he'll go, huh?
Yeah.
And then when I'm playing a video game, he'll talk to me like I'm listening to every single word. And then I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, you didn't hear me? I was like, you are literally, you know this. You play the game too and you know that like when I have like my headset on, I'm in it. But I want to make a YouTube series of just Josh knowing he's about ready to play like a really hard game and it's just him like for Normally Normal's channel. Just be like, hey guys, just a heads up. I know this game's really going to bother me. This is completely unaltered footage.
Right.
Here's me playing that. We just do a super cut of the words that he creates, which is just
I really want to watch that.
Like visceral. Like visceral hatred towards like the game. But it was just, like a super like he'll create words that shouldn't go together.
Oh really?
Like you're a goddamn fuck train factory. Like just some weird crazy shit.
Just
I remember
like Tourette's. Like,
yeah.
Triggers Tourette's.
Yeah.
Oh
man, I want to hear
this. Had just had intercourse in Chicago.
What was his name?
No name.
He didn't have a name?
Well, we're not going to say names, but I...
Leo's okay. Not denying that it was a male.
Which is fine.
Well, also just moving on because hilarious.
Right. I know, I'm all for gays, you know?
You know, just me.
And
just
then a, I'm not, and then I am, and then I'm not. Who am I? Hillary.
Just a dullard hooking up with stuff.
This was Leo's first...
I remember...
Time
like,
he had sex?
PS3, MotorStorm, the game. Some very initial launch game of PS3.
The PS3 had just coming out.
Yeah. And I remember, you know, we were just laying in bed, and then literally Josh was up until like 8, 9 in the morning playing... PS3 MotorStorm because it
was this
know,
at the World
Next House? Gen.
That was before.
This
was at Armitage.
I remember just lying in bed and we're just like hanging out, just talking, blah, blah, like quietly. Pillow talk, I guess you would say.
Sure.
And
were you guys talking about like the sex you just had?
Like the door, I think the door is cracked or like, maybe because it was like such a weird apartment that like, you could hear straight through the walls. But just hearing Josh just spit visceral at the TV. And I had, you know, obviously we had known each other for maybe months.
Yeah,
we
hung out for a few times.
And also, this is when you were newly friends.
Yeah, I was hanging out at Leo and Mike's apartment. I didn't live with them yet. And I knew it was late. Everyone else had gone to bed. So I was whispering these things. I wasn't yelling. So at least I'm conscious of that. I'm not
yelling.
Like, God damn it! Like waking everybody up. So I'm like whispering these things. But I'm still feet from his door.
Yeah, right, for sure. It was such a...
He could still hear it, I guess.
That would just be an idea of mine I've always wanted. Because we had something like that when we did We Rock the Games. You should go look at that. And it was literally Mike... would just film Josh playing, and this is the game that I remember it happening at least the most, two games. One, Superman Returns, the movie.
Oh,
game,
yeah. That was awful.
Which is an absolutely atrocious game, but seeing him play that was one of the best moments of my life.
Yeah.
And then I think NFL Blitz, because he was going for like some trophy, and like when he didn't get it, it was just, or achievement at that time, because it was Xbox table noise. But it was just like, Mike and I would just stand like around the corner.
Oh, man. Yeah, Yeah, I remember that when back at your apartment, because we hung out like a few times, and he had just gotten the PS3. We had played Resistance, the three of us played that a bunch, and then we were playing MotorStorm, and then Mike went to bed, and then Leo went in his room to do as he was saying, and and then, yeah, I was just playing by myself, having some coitus.
Coitus.
And then, yeah, I just remember I was just playing, and I died, I was like, fuck me. And then I heard Leo, like, he cracked his over, he was like leaning over from his bed, he goes, you just say fuck me? And I was like, yeah, and then he just died laughing. And then I was like, all right, cool, this side of me is now known.
Yep. Video games actually make me do that. It is specifically Mario Kart 64.
The only game you play.
The only game I play. But even to this day, because I'll play with Chad very often, I do not understand how I can go from being totally normal to it's like just a turn. It happens in a second. Yeah. And like I've broken three controllers already because I'll fucking smash them on the ground. Always like yelling and shit. It's crazy. It's only that.
In your defense, N64 controllers are made like garbage. So
I've never broken a controller. That's impressive. I'll squeeze mine sometimes and kind of like part of me hopes it breaks. But
like I've punched my closet mirror before.
For sure.
All kinds of crazy. And it's just that game. And it's, you know, Chad just knows that when we're about to play that like this might happen.
Watch out.
Speaking of PS3, when the first controller came out and it didn't have the vibrator in it, just like the six axis. It was so light and flimsy. I thought I could rip that thing in
just
half.
Just like break it in half. Yeah.
But I mean, N64 controllers are shitty made. I think it's a good thing.
But I mean it wouldn't be broken if I didn't smash it on the ground.
So you get that mad even when playing with someone? Like if you and Chad are racing against each other, will you get that mad?
Yeah, that's all we do. I don't even ever play one player. Me and Chad just race each other. That's it. I don't ever play outside of that.
Will you yell at him?
Like, no, it's not even. I mean, I am. When I do get mad, it's usually because something he did. He fucked me. But it's not even at him.
Targeted
and
him.
And like you said, like I honestly don't care that he did it. I just get so mad that you're
losing.
There's a video online of some guy who was in first place in Mario Kart the 8, I think the newest one on Wii U.
Oh, I think they were talking about.
And it's like at some bridge section, and he gets hit by a blue shell, hit by a red shell, finally gets ready, hit by another red shell. He basically goes
lightning. He gets shrunk.
Shrunk by a short lightning. God. Gets then knocked off the bridge by somebody and then restarts. And when he's restarting and coming back, he gets somebody hit by like a bullet bill and gets knocked off the edge again.
Oh my God.
If you've played Mario Kart enough, that will happen to you.
He went from first to last place at the finish line on the third round.
Oh my God.
Third lap.
It's unbelievable. Only that makes me that mad. And I get mad at work. Because
I was going to say maybe like...
People are just fucking
idiots. I would say like shitty people.
Shitty people are the worst.
But
even
more
worse.
Like in that level of visceral, like if you're out somewhere and someone's being shitty to one of your friends, like then you can start getting mad at someone like that. But In a spewing hatred, I got to keep it to like video games because it's a good way. I would say we're pretty much well-rounded normal people.
Yeah.
But the spewing of the hatred, it's good that we keep it to like just like an inanimate object.
Yeah. I don't ever take it out on people. I'm never like, if I'm like stressed or mad about things in life, I don't ever come home and snap at people. But it's just like when I'm playing a game, suddenly I can just release all of that pent up like anger towards these pixels.
Yeah.
And I feel better. It's like punching a punching bag, but like emotionally.
So I'm saying I would love to just do a YouTube series.
Oh, it'd be so funny. Because I think it's funny. When I go back and watch, I'm not like embarrassed, like, oh man, well, you know, I think it's funny.
Tell the story of that one time you said the first time this ever happened when you lived in that two-room place by yourself in Chicago, of when you were like yelling and like fucking like just shouting.
So I was playing, it was on Xbox 360. This was a Call of Duty game. I don't remember which one. It took place during World War II, so it was an older one. It wasn't like Modern Warfare or something. Right. So some Call of Duty, but I was playing multiplayer. And when I play by myself, multiplayer, I'm not like co-op with the teams. You know, I have a headset on so I can hear what people are saying. Yeah. And this is a game, this is pretty much every man for himself. And, you know, you can talk to anyone that you're fighting against. So I play on mute because I want to be able to yell and cuss, but I don't want to that to people. I don't want to be like, what the hell? This guy is just like insane. So I, you know, I want to be able to hear if other people are talking. And then if I need to talk to them, I'll unmute myself.
Sure.
So I was playing and, you know, of course, some major bullshit was happening.
Major bullshit.
Major bullshit. And so I was just going on a tirade and I was just saying everything that I wanted to say. And then I heard a voice go, dude, calm down. And I had no idea I was unmuted. I was so embarrassed. I threw my controller across the room and turned off the Xbox immediately.
Oh my God.
Because I don't want to be that guy. Like, I like to do that like in the privacy, or if my friends hear me, I don't care. But like, I don't want to be someone who really can't handle like, but
funny.
I was mortified that like everyone heard me saying all that stuff and was getting so upset that I was getting killed because I don't want to be that way. Oh, when that guy's like, dude, calm down.
That's so funny. I didn't realize that, like, that was such a thing for you.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like it gives them satisfaction that if you kill someone and you hear them go, oh, fuck, blah,
that's
blah,
true. That's
and
true.
And so, like, it makes it sound like, oh, man, like, they really got me. Yeah. Because, look at this reaction they got. And so, I forgot about that.
I love it. You, instantly just, throw the controller, turn it off.
Oh, yeah. I ripped off the headset. I just turned off the Xbox completely. I think I unplugged it.
So good. But I don't know. I would say that we're all pretty normal people that, are well rounded and.
So, no road rage, nothing else that really, sets off those triggers.
No, nothing.
For
you. Yeah, definitely not road. I used to
get mad road rage.
I'm kind of the opposite. Every now and then I'll have a Josh moment with video games, but for video games I'm very calm when I die. I'm just like, all
right. Yeah.
Every now and then I'll lose it, but when it's very weird because Josh pointed out when I was playing The Witness where it's like I'll finally solve a puzzle and I'll just be like, fuck yeah. Like I'll get mad excited.
Yeah, he's like an angry winner.
Oh yeah, right.
So when he finally gets it, that's when he's vocal about it.
Yeah.
Yes. It sounds like he's mad, but it's actually he just did something well.
Yeah. So that's for me, and I've never had road rage. My mom always taught me to be very defensive because everyone else has road rage out there. So just let them pass, let them have their moment, and then just, because I found myself going on Vermont yesterday, 35, it's a Vermont, it's a street by us in LA here, and it's people go 60, 70 miles an hour on it. Oh. And I'm 35, cruising, looking around.
I mean, to be fair, that is the speed limit, 35.
Yeah, I'm going speed limit. I'm just letting people pass
people
me.
Honk
people are
you
honking
when you go
and
limit.
Flying. Like, no, I'm cool. I'm doing what I want to do. And then obviously there's someone will fling their door open. It's if I was going 70, I couldn't stop in time. I couldn't get over. So I don't know. Road rage is so dumb to me because you're so mad that you're not thinking straight. And when you need to think, because you're literally driving a 2,000-pound death vehicle. And when you need to make a snap decision, if you're fuck, shouting and angry, it's you're not going to notice.
Oh, yeah. It's so dumb.
Yeah. It distracts you and you'll be paying attention. You lose focus.
So there's been multiple people that I've been in a car with. I'm this is not fun.
I used to get mad.
Oh, when they're yelling and stuff?
Yeah. I'm just this is not or safe. I'm let's just get where we're going.
Something I would love to install in my car somehow is an intercom system that I can talk into a little speaker and it'll blast out from my car.
I
can talk to other cars.
Love that.
Because a lot of times I'll say passive aggressive things when people do shitty cutting you off or it's especially worse on the west side, West Hollywood, Beverly Hills. The further west you go, I feel the worse the drivers get because they're selfish and there's a lot more Mercedes and BMWs that are just so entitled. Mm. And I sat behind someone who had their left blinker on, it was one lane road turning left and there's signs everywhere, no left turns, and they just don't care. And so that, but and everyone's honking.
Yeah, not that they didn't see the sign, but they just don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. Everyone's honking and they don't care. And but that's when I want to have an intercom system and just talk to them and not necessarily impersonate police officers because that's illegal. But just say, if you don't go straight right now, and I think if they hear that, they're they're gonna assume it's a cop.
Here's what I want: I want your system to be put in every car.
Yeah, I would love everyone to talk to everybody
because then it would be the biggest train wreck.
Oh, yeah, that would be a nightmare
at all times. Like driving down the highway, oh fuck you! Oh, fuck. Like, literally, just people shouting because I think the majority of people that I've seen have road rage.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that don't are little Asian women and me
that
I've seen driving. And obviously, I'm just saying me is in a sense of I don't. When I look around, I'm just a little Asian woman will just be totally happy going 35 miles an hour, no matter if it's 55 or what.
Which is insane.
I was thinking the other day, I was in a two lane road, and one lane I knew ahead of time this was going to become a turn only lane. And if you drive down these streets enough, when this is going to happen.
Right.
And so I could tell that this person was not I didn't realize this was becoming they were speeding to cut off as many possible people so they didn't have to wait in the line.
Was this on Hyperion by any chance?
It might have been.
Because there's a spot on Hyperion, which is Hyperion. This is very LA only, but there's a spot when Hyperion's about ready to meet Hillhurst and Sunset that it literally just turns into a turn lane and the traffic is just piled up. Like if you're leaving Trader Joe's or something, it's a.
And so I knew this person they knew they needed to keep going straight. They were not planning on turning and they were not surprised at some of the other lanes and they were just trying to get in front of this gigantic line. I try to get over as quickly as possible because I don't want to be that person. But they pulled in front of me. I wouldn't let them, so they got in front of the car in front of me and I just wanted to pull over. Not say I'm a cop, just pull over. And when they do, and then they get scared, they pull over. I was like, no, you sit there and you think about what you've done. And just keep driving. I'm like, wait, what? I would just love to talk to people.
Yeah, so I don't know. That to me is not something that really, I don't know. I'm not a very vocal, angry person unless I'm by myself or something really pisses me off.
I do get mad at work, but I think it's because it's been like so, it's been a history of things that every time I go into work, like the same problems are happening.
For sure.
Because people, like my coworkers, some of them, are just, you know, not lazy and don't want to do a great job.
Ooh, names.
And so they'll just do a shitty job. And that actually drives me crazy because I think there's a direct correlation between like people having a great time in a restaurant and how good people are being at, you know, at their job. So when I go and I'll go into work and fucking like the same shit won't be done. And again, even though like I know who works the night before, like whose fault it is, but I don't ever like confront them. I'll just go to like, it just happened the other day, like under the rails at the bar, no, it wasn't cleaned. And so I like pulled everyone off and just fucking threw it on the ground because I was just so mad that it wasn't clean. But then I just cleaned it and put him back and it was fine. And like the one kitchen guy came up and he was like, "What's up, dude? Are you all right?" And I was just like, "Yeah, I'm fine. It's just that motherfuckers suck and don't do everything right like you should.
Motherfuckers suck.
Motherfuckers suck.
Heard it here first, guys. All right, well let's jump to
yeah. What do you got over there?
Mine's gonna be a bit longer, so let's save it for episode 22.
Oh, okay.
Because it's gonna be very thought provoking. Ooh, people are like,
wow, cool.
I'm already feeling provoked.
People are gonna be like laughing.
I'm thinking thoughts already.
Like, I'm provoked to think.
Like, wow. Right now, I bet you like people at Starbucks are still thinking about that joke.
Oh my god, of course.
And they're wait, where's that sandwich?
Yeah. Yo, whoa.
The manager comes in. Derek, we're missing a sandwich, and Derek, I don't see any sandwiches rung into the computer.
Derek, it seems here there's a sandwich missing.
I don't know what happened, boss. But let me tell you about this joke.
Yeah,
this guy had a great joke.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as you have seen here on this podcast, we have done three-word reviews, followed by a sexy and or really kind of any cat meow. Not even meows anymore.
That's true, yeah.
But it's up to us. Let's go ahead, and since my name is written here first, I guess I'll go.
Love sure. that.
You wrote it? You wrote the list that. Of names?
I don't really have anything.
Leo. Oh, wait. You just said, I was going to throw it to you, but no, you
I'm thinking. I'm thinking as
Brian.
As I know. I was actually trying to think. I think the only thing Josh. I watched this week was the Oscars, but I don't know that we need to review that because we just talked about it. So maybe I'll have to review something that's not a movie or TV show. Although, guys, watch Baskets. I'm still loving Baskets. I've already reviewed
it. I can't.
It.
It's not on Hulu.
That's true.
We can only watch it if we buy it.
Ah, okay.
I want to watch it. It's in my... It's saved as a show that's a favorite on Hulu, but it won't come available probably until season 2 is about to start.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I have something I'd like to review.
Oh, Leo. Great.
Just throw it to me and I'll review it.
Leo.
Boom.
Leo.
Yes?
Can you please...
That took three times for you to say his name. Wow. Yeah.
I'm thinking my words.
His thoughts have been provoked. Can you please give us a three-word review followed by a sexy or any type of meow, really? Whatever it is you had to say.
Yes. I am going to three-word review followed by a sexy cat meow of New England clam chowder in a bread bowl.
Okay, great. Wow, that sounds great.
Yep. So
everyone's been dying to know because a lot of people are like, oh, should I check out this New England clam chowder bread bowl? Like,
is it the red or the white?
I haven't heard
it
any
is
reviews.
The white.
The white. White.
Got it.
So this is my review of Vons/Safeway/Albertsons/ the company that owns it all, probably just under multiple
different
companies.
That's also Jewel then.
Yeah.
Jewel Osco for our Midwestern listeners.
It's my review of New England clam chowder in a bread bowl.
In a bread bowl.
Yum. Spicy. Perfect.
Oh, wow. For listeners at home who aren't watching the live stream or the video later, Leo did an impression of a clam.
Yeah, opening up and singing.
Opening up and then meowing.
So let's...
A New England clam.
Talk about that. Man, I like soup a lot.
Yeah, soup's great.
Soup's,
lots of sodium.
Soup's really good. Tons of sodium.
Too much sodium, you could argue.
Yes, well, definitely too much sodium. But the problem is I've gotten to this point with bread bowls that now
it's the situation with bread bowls and listen, has come to a head.
Yeah, no, it absolutely has because I don't want to eat soup unless it's in a bread bowl now. And the problem with the bread bowl then is you're adding so many more calories and you know,
so
sugar.
Many empty carbs, baby.
But now I'll split it up. So last night I had the rest
just
of
the
my
bread bowl?
New England clam. It was like a bread bowl. It was still like covering a little bit of soup.
Okay.
But the majority of the first time I had it was just the soup.
Holy shit.
So now it's like it's almost two meals, but at the same time it's like bread bowls are so good.
No, right.
I think Leo's he starts eating like every food like on bread plates.
Everything's
eats him with like
bread
forks. Bread
spoons, sure.
Drinks out of a bread cup.
It's I wish, because some of the bread bowls that I buy, mm-hmm. like I'll start ripping out the bread in the middle and either throw it away or
to make your own bread
to
bowl.
Dip it in. Oh no, just to clear it out.
Oh okay,
to get rid of it,
like a pumpkin.
Yeah, basically getting rid of the innards and throwing it away. But then if you go too low, mm-hmm. you rip and you form a hole, and then then you've got to eat it in like a dish because you know it's gonna spill out.
Right.
Put the bread bowl on a real bowl to catch it. Is that what you're saying?
No. I put it in a casserole dish.
Oh great.
So that's.
You put the bread bowl in a casserole dish.
Because I know that when I eat it, it's like, and I pour it in, it's going to leak a little bit.
But still, you could use just a plate.
No, because then it's like, even then, if the soup comes too much.
So, but why not a bowl then?
Because I'm eating out of a bowl. I'm eating out of a bread bowl.
No, that's fair.
So I don't know. That's my thought is I'm really in the bread bowls, and that's why I'll probably eat soup like once a month.
Yeah.
But I would eat soup every meal if I could. Because I add
all different
garlic
kinds of
powder.
Soups.
I add like cayenne pepper.
Yeah, you said spicy. So I figured you added some pepper.
Yeah, the second word was spicy. Yeah. I added a little bit of sriracha and
sriracha.
Mrs. Dash, spicy marinade.
Yeah.
But it's like almost like a dry rub, basically.
Okay.
Throw some of that in it. Delicious. So that's mine.
That was a good review.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
We've only ever done like movies and video games and entertainment offerings.
Yeah.
My thing is we're going to open up to food now, too, if you'd like.
Oh, wow. I'm into that.
Because, you know, food, people make dates of food. People make like just moments of food where all they do is go out, you know, and they would sometimes dinner is more important than the actual movie they go see afterwards.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big dinner date fan. We'll talk about that later.
That was his thought-provoking time.
I hate watching movies on a first date, a second date, or like fifth date.
Watching movies is not a good... movies is like a date that you go on with your girlfriend, who's been your girlfriend. Not when you're trying to get to know
for sure, but a lot of people go
just
on
to know him during the date.
Like, where'd you grow up? I mean, that sounds like my worst nightmare.
What's your favorite second name I've written down here is Brian.
Oh, that's me.
Brian's up, huh?
Okay, well, I guess you guys throw it to me. I'll come up with something.
Hey, Brian. Could you please give us a three-word review of
what?
Could you please give us a three-word review of your blank, followed by a sexy and or English cat meow?
Yeah, that sounds good.
And also, thank you for being here today and not really quitting.
Thanks for having me back, guys. I figured that you wouldn't let me come back, so I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I'll just edit all of you out.
Every meet, yeah.
It's jocularly talking.
I would like to three-word and sexy cat meow review the 34-minute Hillary Clinton flip-flop highlights video that I watched recently.
You posted that on Facebook?
I did.
I saw it.
It's 34 minutes long?
It is.
Oh, wow. I was going to watch it. Oh, boy.
No, you should watch it.
Okay.
The only thing that... Well, I'll put it in the review. Liar. Editing. Bernie. Meow.
Nice. Nice. I'm in it.
Kind of Scottish.
It was more Scottish, yeah. But I, like you said, I could do anything. So
you do anything you want. Nice.
Check it out. I posted it on my... Maybe I'll put a link to it on this podcast
the
also.
The thumbnail
You're
is
good at
flip-flops.
That.
The thumbnail is flip-flops.
Maybe that'll be the thumbnail of this episode.
Hey, yo. It's pretty clever because it's flip-flops and she's flip-flopping.
I like flip-flops.
Yeah, I didn't watch anything this week, unfortunately, except a bunch of political videos. So
I like to review flip-flops.
Just general flip-flops? Yeah. They flip and they flop. It's a pretty good video. I would watch it. I said liar because this fucking woman goes back and forth on what she says are her views just to appeal to everybody, even though it makes no sense at all. And I said editing because the only thing I don't like about this video is whoever put it together, they put together this like flip-flop like image with a picture of her and it like reverses and it has this little noise, but it's like too long and it's just annoying. Like just not from a content point of view, but just from a person who makes videos, like that could have been done way better.
Could have done just a record scratch. Distracting.
Literally, and it's just so dumb. It's so dumb.
Record scratch for the win.
It is pretty funny how she will literally say or do anything to get elected.
Yeah. It's 35 minutes of
super scary
them showing a topic, showing her say something about it, and then showing her say the opposite thing. It's just insane. She's such a fuck. She's a fuck.
How many years later between...
Sometimes just a couple and sometimes several.
Okay.
Days.
Yeah. And then what? Oh, and the last thing is Bernie. Just because, fuck, vote for Bernie. God, he's so great.
Nice.
And then that was a Scottish cat meow. Yeah, just really watch it because she is.
I will.
She's no good.
I saw it on there. Brian Makewool was good about putting links and stuff in the episode description. Yeah. So
it's funny. I've been just saying some stuff recently about Go Bernie, and of course Hillary supporters are like, you know, have a bunch of shit to say about it. But I'll look up shit about Hillary, and I just don't like. I want to know from these people who support her, like why are they okay with this and why they. support this. And I think it's just because they don't listen to it and don't read it, and they just are like, I love Hillary, so I'm just going all about Hillary.
It's a name, Betty. It's
crazy.
Yeah, this is... We don't live in a monarchy where Clinton, 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 Bush, 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 Bush. There's a reason we vote and have a say.
Yeah.
Let's not just throw somebody in because their last name.
Right, exactly.
So, Brian, I want you to throw it to Josh.
Josh?
But when it comes to the cat meow, can you throw it to me?
You want the cat meow?
I want
to, you to throw him the cat meow.
To determine what kind of cat meow I have? Okay.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah?
Can you give us a 3-word review of something that you've mm-hmm. watched, read, eaten, looked at, anything? in the past week.
I'm going to do something I looked at next week.
Yeah. In the past week. Followed by what, Leo?
A 20-second cat meow.
Wow. Sounds great.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm going to be reviewing the first episode of Fuller House.
Awesome.
That's a good sign that he's not saying the season of Fuller House.
Yeah. Cringe. True. Fun. Meow, 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 meow,
It was 30 seconds. I went 30.
Oh, good.
But well done.
Thanks, man.
That, great
that came out as gold because that was the theme song.
Yes.
Fuller House.
It was an attempt at it.
Me, yeah. I like that a lot.
So, cringe. Oh, God, it's so cheesy.
Yeah.
It's just...
super cheese.
It's hard to watch sometimes. But they're so committed to it, like they're saying these jokes, they're doing it, and it's just like, oh boy, they just
oh boy,
like this show is 100% for just the people who loved the original. There's no one who has not watched Full House that's gonna enjoy this show.
Okay,
it's 100% relies on your memories and nostalgia for the original series. The second word I said was true, just because I felt like they kept with what the show was.
Right.
It feels very dated in the style of humor.
I love it.
They just, it's like nothing's changed. They just picked right back up. It feels like it feels like watching the rehearsal of a play. Like, because it's the live studio audience, and the opening scene is so ridiculous in terms of each character coming out one by one and getting like a huge round of applause, and them just having to stand there and smile. It just feels so weird, unlike a show. And you can tell every time it starts in the kitchen, spoiler alert, every character that comes in, it cuts to Bob Saget, and you can tell he is so happy. Like, he can't believe that they're actually doing this, but like, he's on board with it. Like, when Jesse comes out and Bob Saget, and everyone's clapping and going nuts, and like, Bob, like, he looks at his tears in his eyes. Like, he's so giddy. The fact that they're back after 29 years doing this, like the cast is having an absolute blast
making that money, that Netflix money.
Yeah,
but the content, I'm just like, oh my God, yeah. These jokes are they feel so old. But there's one joke that they do that's very un-Full House that I thought was funny. And I was like, oh wow, they did that. All right. And I won't say what it is because it caught me by surprise. So I'll just watch the first episode. And
I would watch the first episode. That's fine.
Unless you want to hear it. Then I can
after basket
spoil the joke.
Yeah, save it.
But it's...
I don't have Netflix, so we'll figure something out.
So it is... Oh boy. If you love Full House, I'm sure you'll enjoy this. But it just felt so forced.
And so it's Netflix, so the whole season has been released, right?
Yeah, it's all out.
Is it 10 episodes or something?
I don't...
Probably not.
I don't know, actually.
I hope there's a surprise Olsen twins appearance, but I think there's not.
Yeah.
So I did watch... I just watched... Yeah, just the first episode. I
hope there's a surprise RoboCop.
RoboCop?
RoboCop.
RoboCop.
I hope Urkel shows up.
Dude, how about nice. A Family Matters reunion?
They did do crossovers and stuff like that for... Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Crossovers TGIF. Don't happen enough. Those were my absolute favorite. Just two great shows and just cross them over.
What 90s sitcom would you love to have a new season take place, like modern day, picking up where it left off or whatever, like continuing on now? My first thought would be Fresh Prince. I'd love to see Will Smith.
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer.
With the original cast, not the, you know.
Although isn't Uncle Phil dead?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Then I would like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I'm trying to think of what I want. I mean, not Saved by the Bell.
Well, because they had so many reincarnations.
Well, Fresh Prince could be great if it mixed worlds with The Walking Dead.
Ooh, yeah. Crossover Fresh Prince and Walking
That'd
Dead.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Well, maybe Family Matters, actually.
Yeah.
I would watch Family Matters.
Because they were like a family in Chicago, right?
Yep. Or fuck, so Married with Children is my answer.
They could probably be on an episode of Chicago PD.
Absolutely. But I changed my answer to Married with Children 100%. Yep. But that took place in Chicago, too, so that could be fine. That could do a Chicago PD crossover.
I love that everything took place in Chicago. As it should.
I auditioned for a small part on Modern Family last week.
Really?
Oh, nice. Yeah. And I got really happy thinking about if I got it that I would get to meet Al Bundy.
Yeah. Yes.
So awesome.
Please get that.
Oh, I don't know.
And then invite all of us on set.
I don't know if you want to talk about this now, but it sounds like right before we started recording that you just booked something.
I did. I booked a commercial that shoots, coming up sometime in the next few days here before I go to Chicago, which is cool. And then also got a call right after that, a second phone call about possibly another commercial.
Yes.
Brian is straight killing it.
Did you get tested
for diseases?
This is a boy kiss, kissing boys.
Oh, program, yeah. Right? No, I would have to kiss boys, surprisingly, in both of the commercials, which is so weird.
Nice.
Boy kisser.
That's all right.
Yeah, no, we'll see. The one, I guess, is for sure, so that's cool. And then hopefully the other one could happen, too.
Congratulations.
Very happy. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man. And my Rent-A-Center commercial started airing yesterday, so look for it.
Nice.
Ooh, we got to find out.
I saw it watching the Bulls game yesterday.
Yeah, your coattails are just getting longer and longer.
I mean, they're literally meaningless commercials.
Pretty excited to ride those.
I'd like to get on a TV show. That'd be cool.
Excited.
Next year, we're going to see you at the Oscars.
Okay. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. I guess if I was there at the Oscars next year, and believe me, I could be 100%, but I would be catering.
Oh, okay.
For sure. 100% catering.
Best catering goes to
that guy in the crowd.
Hey, you're the gas can.
All right, guys. Well, this has been episode 21 of the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. For Leo Albert Kovalik Jr., you can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. Send a brother a retweet. and you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Kovalik317.
Actually, yeah, check him out because he found out something really cool, like sort of a behind the scenes of how Trump makes all his decisions, and he tweeted about it. It's pretty cool, so check it out.
Yeah, I don't know, like check it out if you want, or check it out if you can. Like, I don't know, just check it out.
Just check it out.
Check it out. I am Josh Patton. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh. You can see me most weeknights playing in the At Midnight hashtag wars. I did pretty well the other night, but did not win. Didn't even make the top 10, but I thought I had a good shot because At Midnight was all like, I tweeted about one of my jokes and they responded all caps, wow, points, and then retweeted it, and then I didn't make their
That's
top
awesome.
10. I was in the top 5 once before. I almost got on the episode.
Damn.
So one of these days, one of my tweets will be on
TV. Do you
have
to be like top 3 to get on an episode or what? Or just the
they pick their top. I guess they used to do top 5. Now it's top 10. And then of that top 10, they'll announce that like the day of like that night's episode. And then they'll just pick one, and then they'll show that on that night's episode.
Yeah, that's
so
funny.
I thought I had a pretty good shot, but didn't even make the GD top 10. So I'll play again tonight, maybe.
Boom.
You never know. But follow me on Twitter anyway. And I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/primordialbooze.
Booze. Hey, I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy. Thank you so much for having me back to the show, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
You can find me on Instagram. Yeah, Instagram and BPCK. I don't know. Twitter _BPCK and my website, imbck.com.
Oh, what's the Instagram for that girl who did our logo?
I don't know, but I'll
good.
I'll post
we'll
it.
Put it in the
we'll put the link. Yeah.
Even through a closed door, I can hear a yelping dog.
Oh my god!
So, real quick, I forgot to say, you can also find me at my website officially, LeoAlbertKovalikJr.com. I totally forgot. I try to remember.
Don't check out my site too, JoshuaDavidPatton.com. Put a lot of work into it. Please check it out. Show your friends. Check it out at work.
So, guys, ladies and gentlemen, also normallynormal.com. Email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter at normally_norm. We're normally going live here on Twitch on Wednesdays, whenever it's convenient for all of us. But yeah, for the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 21. Bye.
Bye.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, Brian.
Oh, my God.